I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up as Valentine's Day approaches, we talk about how the pursuit of love and happiness is changing as we live longer. We'll hear from Abigail Trafford. She's author of the new book called As Time Goes By, Boomerang Marriages, Serial Spouses, Throwback Couples, and Other Romantic Adventures in an Age of Longevity. That's a little later. But first, we want to talk about fashion. Today, the Big Apple will be flooded with the biggest names in design, from Calvin Klein to Carolina Herrera, Michael Kors, Vera Wang, and even Christian Siriano. The list of talent is long, and so is the guest list. Thousands will attend some of the most prominent fashion shows in the week during this year's Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week. The event, of course, is by invitation only, so to check in on the latest trends in the fashion world, we've called two people who have invitations. Mari Davis, she's the editor-in-chief of the online fashion magazine Fashion Windows, and Terry Agins, who covers the fashion industry for the Wall Street Journal, and she also writes for Vogue. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And so, Terry, will Fashion Week come off as scheduled? I mean, we're all very concerned about snow right now. We're very snow aware because down here in Washington, D.C., we're very concerned about it. But what about in New York? Will things come off as scheduled?
Snow is not a big deal. The first thing is, remember, we have a great subway system. It's no big deal. We've had snow in the Fashion Weeks. I've been doing this for 20 years. And this is a tenacious bunch, and they are not going to let snow stop them from doing the presentation. So we'll be running around in Manhattan with our boots on and, you know, staying warm.
Just dealing with the situation.
Yeah,
I see.
Just dealing with it.
But Mari, what about the photographers? Can they still function?
They can still shoot. Their problem really is this. Part of our coverage of Fashion Week is we do fashion on the street, that we actually cover the season, of course, but then we also look at what people are wearing as part of the trend of what we call trending. So if they usually ask people to pose for them and everything, but then they could not, because their cameras are freezing, they're not as fast.
Well, we'll keep that in mind when we look at the pictures.
Yeah, okay.
Well, okay. Mari, is there anything new happening this year?
Okay, one of the big things that is happening this year is that almost everyone is streaming, from Calvin Klein to Rodarte to Alexander Wang. They're going to live stream their shows. And yes, it's not new because way back in the early 2000s, I think 2002, or 2003, somebody had already streamed it, which basically IMG did stream from Bryant Park and also in L.A. The difference now is this. This is now really online. I mean, you can actually watch it on your computer, on your PC, or your Mac, or even your iPod. But on the silhouette side, I would say that the designers are being affected by avatar, by the web, by pop culture. Like the latest in Paris, Jean-Paul Gaultier just did an avatar-themed show. Same thing with Valentino, and that's on haute couture. So, and usually haute couture is the one who actually sets the tone for everybody. So I can safely say that we will see a lot of sci-fi right now coming up on the runway, which is actually affected by pop culture.
Interesting. So, Terry, what do you think about that? I mean, it's kind of a two-way street, isn't it? Hasn't it been for some time fashion and pop culture influencing each
other?
Yeah,
well, the streetwear started in the 90s, and it started with the hip-hop movement and also with the casual dressing cycle. But I think the one thing that people will be looking out for is, you know, there are no compelling, like, must-have trends. We're coming off all the slow spending with the recession, and it's affected the stores. And you talked to all the retailers. I did a story with Vogue last September, and all the designers were saying then for their spring collections that prices were going to be down about 20% or so. And so what you're seeing is, you know, more women are shopping in their closets and just adding pieces here and there. So what designers have to do to get women interested in fashion is give them clothes that have a lot of value, that show embellishments. So we're going to be seeing, you know, a lot of ruffles, ruching, a lot of shine, accessories like cocktail rings. The it bag is not a big deal anymore, but you're going to be seeing a lot of clothes that are going to really show. I mean, you're not going to be seeing a lot of kind of basics. You're going to be seeing a lot more color. And obviously, these shows are for the fall season. And fall is where designers can really strut their stuff because there's just a lot more to do with fall clothes. You can add fur, layers, and so we're going to be seeing a lot of that. But the clothes are going to probably be a lot jazzier.
That's interesting. It's sort of counterintuitive because you think that people are being very cautious about spending, but you're saying that
in order to attract a buyer at a time like this, they actually have to be a little bit more.
Yeah, because
out there.
People need to, you know, they need to be seduced and excited about fashion. And, you know, I mean, the celebrities help out, you know, Avatar, all these other pop culture points definitely do help get people excited. But, you know, you've got to get women to part with money. And, you know, with the recession, after the stock market went over 10,000, that was a kind of a psychological boost. And stores have started to report that their sales were coming back. But, you know, here again, they still have got to make people excited about fashion, and you got to give people something they've never seen before.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're looking ahead to Fashion Week in New York. We're getting the lowdown on all the hottest trends from Terry Agins, who covers fashion for The Wall Street Journal, and Mari Davis, editor-in-chief of the online magazine Fashion Windows. You know, Mari, one of the things I wanted to ask, actually I want to ask each of you about this, but Mari, I'll start with you. One of the things that's attracted some attention is the Vanity Fair cover, the Young Hollywood cover. It's all white actresses. They're all thin. They're all of a certain look. And a lot of people are wondering, you know, what's up with that? I mean, here we have an African-American family in the White House, the First Lady, who's somebody that a lot of people think of as a fashionista, but in an accessible way. And so, Mari, I'm curious, you know, what is your take on this? I mean,
I'm actually Asian. I'm of Asian origin. So I'm actually really truly a minority. When I saw the Vanity Fair cover, it did not really struck me as strange. And I guess it's because I know that it's very politically incorrect of me to say that, but I see now as there's really no majority or minority anymore. As you have seen, the president is African-American, and a lot of things have opened up because President Obama came into power. Now, politics aside, what I'm trying to say also is I am from Texas. And, okay, even if it's politically incorrect, the whites will be a minority. The Hispanics will actually be a majority in Texas. So I think at some point in time, because of that, we had become somewhat colorblind, in at least in Dallas, where I live.
But one
go ahead, Terry, but I'm just curious, if it was so colorblind, why aren't there any people who are not white on that cover? Terry, what's your take on that?
The industry has always, I mean, they've never tried to be PC and trying to, like, be representative, and even after the whole hubbub a year or so ago about the lack of black models on the runway. And, you know, they make excuses here and there, but the fact is that, you know, black models are still a minority, or models of color. They'll find somebody exotic here and there. Most of the shows have one or two, sometimes not even that. But, you know, that's just the way the fashion industry is. With Vanity Fair, you know, I guess because they wanted to use certain actresses, it just shows there's a dearth of actresses of color that are Hollywood, and so they, you know, they went that direction. But, you know,
I'm sorry, how is this possible when, let's say, Zoe Saldana is in Avatar? That's one of the films that Mari highlighted as having an influence on kind of fashion trends. Gabourey Sidibe, of course, is a very different kind of of leading lady. She's plus size, you know, not the traditional leading lady, but is nominated, has been lauded for her role in one of the hot films of the year, one of the nominated films at the Oscars. So I guess the question I have is, do you think it's Hollywood influencing the fashion industry, or the fashion industry influencing Hollywood in terms of the preferred look?
Yeah, well, the fashion industry has always gone their own direction. I mean, they have never tried to, like, be necessarily inclusive. They all say that it's the designer's, you know, will to do something, to do their look, and whatever the women that inspire them. And, you know, it's still a white standard as far as they're concerned. But if you would ask any designer, they would tell you, no, it's not white or black. It's just the way it is. You know, it's just like, these are the girls who are the it girls, and that's who they use. But I'm just predicting that probably in the years to come, as we see, we've got all these designers, for example. You've got Philip Lim. You have Jason Wu, Takoon, Narciso. All of them are minorities. And they're some of the hot designers who are out there. And I think little by little, they'll start to bring in some more people of color. But it's, you know, it's just the way it is.
I mean, I agree with Terry on everything that she said. But my thing is, I'm just going to add that the fashion industry likes being politically incorrect because it's about drama. That's actually what makes us relevant in so many ways.
So, Mari, tell us, is there a must-have item? Terry says she doesn't really think that there is one this year, but is there something to look out for? Is there a hot color? Just so that we can be in the know.
right now, I mean, still, what I saw actually in Europe, it's black still in. That's how what I'm seeing. But there's more color because people want to be optimistic. But there's also, the colors are really more, I would use the word futuristic for lack of a better word, because of the influence of the sci-fi. I mean, Tron is coming back. I mean, of course, we have Avatar, as I've said earlier. But that's the thing. It's really, it's going to be very bright, very more on the neon side if we go for color.
All right. Terry,
yeah,
what
I would
about
agree that color is a big deal because, once again, it's novelty. And retailers want women to buy things they don't already have. Now, they're still staying with black because that works. You're also still seeing a whole lot of animal prints. I mean, everywhere. They cannot get enough of those. And so that'll be one way to update your wardrobe. And then also anything with ruffles. I mean, ruffles are something, you see them on blouses, you see them on sweaters. You see a lot of ruching and embellishment on clothes that you didn't see in the past, and that is helped out because, you know, they're able to do this, all this kind of interesting sewing. They're able to do it. These were couture details that they can now do commercially. So you'll see some of that, and but you'll just see a lot of these basics that are kind of reworked, you know, in new ways, and a lot of shine. I mean, the whole idea of wearing metallics and sequins, that used to be an evening thing, and now you see them in, you know, on T-shirts, on dresses that you can wear during the day. So these are items that people don't have, novelty, and that inspires women to go shopping.
So, Terry, are you going shopping?
Yeah, I'm always going shopping. You know, I am like a diehard fashionista, and, you know, I shop the sales. I'm also shopping a lot more online because it's easy to get a lot of deals. You know, they've got the sample sales on Rue La La, on Gilt Group, which allow us to go shopping. J. Crew has a lot of great things. But, you know, I'm like most consumers. I'm picking and choosing, adding little accent pieces here and there that will make the black pencil skirt that I have look new by putting some kind of interesting top with it, not buying handbags because the handbags I have are fine and they'll continue to look well, good. And then also I'm wearing a lot of bracelets, bangle bracelets, and the new cocktail rings are really cool. I mean, you can get them from Juicy Couture. You can get them, you know, this is costume jewelry that kind of, you know, adds some punch to what you already have.
Okay, well, stay warm out there, tipping around in your stilettos, going from show to show. try not to tip over.
Okay, for sure.
Terry Akins covers the fashion industry for the Wall Street Journal. Mari Davis is the editor-in-chief of the online fashion magazine, Fashion Windows. They were both kind enough to join us from New York. Ladies, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.